This is The Brain Song with DJ Frogs, the world's most unlikely DJ with the world's worst microphone, on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplants.org, port 9000. Turn on TuneIn and visit us on the web at radio.spiritplants.org for schedules, playlists, archives and more. First, John Hegley with Amoeba.
Hello, amoeba, I wish you were my pet, but you're not really big enough to be seen by the vet. You're a little blob of jelly, you've got no skin and bone. You're not a boy, you're not a girl, and you're not on the telephone. You're in another world, I cannot get in touch with you. I cannot pull your leg, you look a little bit like a fried egg. You're a long way down the ladder that evolution trod, but you can eat with your feet, or to be more discreet, obtain food with your pseudopod. And you don't have to have a partner to start a family. You can multiply by dividing.
Tra-la-la-la-lee.
You don't get up in the morning because you never go to bed. You've not got any genitalia, but you've got other bits instead. And you're not heterosexual, bisexual, lesbian or gay, but you seem to do okay. It isn't rude to be an amoeba in the nude, is it? Aye. All together! Amoeba, 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 amoeba. Come on now!
Amoeba, 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 amoeba,
amoeba. You're not so simple.
You little protoplasmic
pimple.
Well, here's part six of the Brain Song. Nearly a quarter of the way through. The end's in sight, folks.
And everything's been brought down to baseline, mechanistic material level. But what's fascinating is material world's always changing. If I get hold of a piece of myself, it's only 7 years old. It can't be over. The bit I've been holding at the moment is only 18 months old. So if I say I'm 67 or whatever it is I am, what is it of me that's 67? Nothing of me materially is 67. So my identity is actually metaphysical.
Who am I? Who speaks from the dust? Who looks from the clay? Who hears for the mute stone, for fragile water feels with finger and bone, who for the forest breathes the evening, sees for the rose, who knows what the bird sings. We see that certain times to double images from dreary dreams between us. Albion, second it is, and all we need to do is to awaken to what is in us. At the moment we are living in a civilization where matter and materialism, what you have, matters so much. What really matters is the sacred, the spirit, the soul.
And that is so radical, because in our modern society, we think this is very crazy, very sort of wishy-washy.
Sanctity, not just as an abstract concept, but as a presence in the world. This condition of sanctity is of the utmost importance, because this is the real context in which we do our work. And if we do our work with the understanding of the presence of sanctity in all things, then it simply stands to reason that we would work in a different way from the way we work on the assumption of the expendability of all the things of creation.
Destruction and creation are two sides of the same story. Lord Shiva destroys to create, and creates to destroy. There is no dualism between destruction and creation. And Lord Shiva destroys when something grows out of proportion. At this moment, the materialistic industrialized world has grown so much that we have forgotten our families, our communities, our love. These values which hold the humanity together have gone in our commerce, in our governance. There is no place for compassion and love and truth and generosity and beauty.
No dream is more tenuous than this flux of a seeming world that turns to memory where we can no more be as once we were. But memory returns to dream, transfigured in regions of my sleeping or your waking. I'm not talking about a unitary God sitting out there commanding us. It is talking about this, that the human knows as the innermost center of one's being, where there is both silence and void and fullness. Holy, at the end of the world, the purging fire of
LSD.
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 Earth no longer hymns the Creator. The 7 days of wonder, the garden is over. All the stories left told, the 7 seals broken.
All the begins must have its ending. Our striving, desiring, our living and dying. For time, the bringer of abundant days, is time the destroyer. Let snakes torment my breast, my eyes be blind, ears deaf.
Natural side effect of Errol's stimulation. Natural side effect of Errol's stimulation. Natural side effect of Errol's stimulation.
And it's only the hairs on a gooseberry that stop it from being a grape. There's not much fuzz on an apple, and very little hair on a grape. It's only the lack of a beard on a peach that keeps it from being an ape.
Air, element that utters doves, angels and cleft flames, the bees of Helicon, the cloudy houses, impulse of music and the world's equipoise. Dancer that never wearies of the dance that prints in the blown dust eternal wisdom, or carves its abstract sculptures in the snow. The wind unhindered passes beyond its trace. But from a high fell on a summer day, sometimes below you may see the air like water, the dazzle of the light upon its waves that flow unbroken to the end of the world. The bird of God descends between two moments like silence into music, opening a way through time.
It burns in the void, nothing upholds it, still it travels. Traveling the void, upheld by burning, nothing is still. Burning it travels, the void upholds it, still it is nothing. Nothing it travels.
Person can only scare one person at a time.
I was either going to die or I was going to change.
Synaptic
facility, almost insignificance.
People who reduce their idea of reality to the things they are able to understand in some fashion are people who tend to be overbearing and dangerous in their use of the word.
The ultimate minimalist, talk to me.
I've noted that some people use humor as a shield. They talk much, yet say little.
Whereas others take a simpler approach. Say nothing.
To those who speak to the many, deaf ears attend. To those who speak to one in poet's song and voice of bird, many listen, but the voice that speaks to none by all is heard. Sound of the wind, music of the stars, prophetic word.
Acid has made it possible for a person to think and work as if mystery were one of the realities, and as if imaginative truth were also some of the reality.
Traditional knots, philosophical principles that were once the ground of the geometry of buildings, of painting and music, of poetry and mythology. Principles of thought that have always anchored civilizations. That simple spiritual insight flickers like the flame of a small candle in the shadow of today's dominant secularized view of reality. Perennial dialogue. Somewhere has been disrupted. That sense of wholeness is being lost, and the sacredness is to be clearly distinguished from any religious dogma.
Flailing around to find meanings in the symbolism of the myths.
Perennial philosophy, a wisdom tradition, very much at odds with the prevailing orthodoxy of our day.
And the physical is simply one level of that. And of course investigation of the physical reveals patterns which are symbolic of the spiritual realities which underlie it.
So in my mind's eye, I kind of, I see this little ants of figures crawling everywhere.
But there are many hierarchies of spiritual energies above the human mind.
And then we meditate and we sort of send all our energy to heal and to connect.
I understand.
There was no audience, there was no performer.
I had another one of those attacks where I start coughing out of my ears.
Can just go out on the street now and take off all your clothes and just say, peace.
I mean, what if everything is an illusion and nothing exists?
A dream is a form of thinking in which I think three conditions are present.
First, there is that minimal level of neural activation that allows thinking to take place.
Secondly, thinking in a context when external stimuli are excluded.
And thirdly, it's a context where we really let go of ourselves, where we're just drifting.
That's what I think dreaming is. A form of thinking. It's a cognitive process under certain conditions of our brain, which are most frequent during sleep, but maybe not always.
Hallucinoid visual activity convincingly real, with false beliefs, strong emotions. Waking in REM sleep while we share electrical activation, chemically it was different as night and day. And so consciousness is similarly different, and he ascribes that to the chemical changes in the brain. The brain strings together fragments from its memory banks to form the narrative that constitutes dreams. Dreams as metaphorical representations of wishes, desires, ambition, as phenomena with a genuine meaning for us in our waking lives is very powerful.
There is a strange tension. It's in many ways an impenetrable place, timeless and untouched. It's also a place where the constant flux of natural forces is most evident. The loss of boundaries that the extreme tides bring, the southern deep waters, allow a moment of access or openness.
One of the big prizes in psychobiology today is to understand how the brain creates consciousness, and that's a tall order, but how it creates changes in consciousness seems to be within our grasp. And the comparison of dreaming with waking, I mean, if those kinds of things happened to you while you were awake, you'd be quite startled, you'd be quite undone, you know, you'd start seeing things that weren't really there. You'd be mad, and so this has enormous importance.
I don't know what dreams are
I first got turned on by pondering what we might call the deep questions of existence. What am I doing here? What will happen when I die? How did the universe begin? Will it go on forever? Does space go on forever? What is time?
The mind of God. God.
As the brain goes, so goes the mind. Dreaming is the, you know, the acid test.
Just take the first image that comes into your mind.
It's so black, and it's so faceless. I can't define it.
Thank you, Swordfish, said Bobby, taking the gram.
Tons of fire, tons of fire, tons of fire.
Chest full of fear. Well, in fact, that's where the lid of my fear came off.
Who pulled it off?
The son of a pope.
Turn on, tune in, drop out. 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 Drop out. Turn on, tune in, drop out. Drop out. Turn on, tune in, drop out.
I can see better than your average person.
One goal, total abandon, total communication, and to be truly, totally ready to go into the spinning fluid void with the light flakes and lands on the bank of pleasure. Projections of our fantasy selves, sad atoms in space, the room melting under the heat. Changing specific energy points from pink through red to purple.
It doesn't really stand, it sort of floats. Darts is round me as I wonder where it is. I can't find it anymore.
The mind is a brain function.
If you're almost psychodynamic,
hallucinatory, temporary satisfaction.
Because it's an altered state of consciousness, after all.
We live in a world ruled by fictions of every kind. Mass merchandising, advertising, politics conducted as a branch of advertising. The preempting of any original response to experience.
The whole world is turning into a televisual version of itself.
Can there be one God profoundly enough to apprehend, to get a sense of God's being? Are there other modes of being besides what we call the human, to which we can enter?
Metal is metal and rubber is rubber and 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 we get metal behaving as rubber. It's slightly unsettling.
Mutability.
Psychedelic drugs, mind-altering effects,
hallucination and perceptual distortion.
Hyperworlds of high-octane sounds, shimmering shapes and gleaming colors.
This is the light of the future.
Tiny particles of light.
Tiny particles of light.
Our brain automatically goes into what we call dreaming.
With loaded cylinders, we shot them up
in the brain.
Moving through the fat veins,
we injected intravenous syringes. The syringe had a clear label on it, telling them to inject the drug into the veins, telling them to inject the drug into the veins, telling them to inject the drug into the veins, the veins, the veins,
on the bus.
All of this just crumbles, it dissolves. All there's nothing there, it's gone.
The whole room dissolves.
Yes.
There are no walls.
With a big floppy tongue. Floppy tongue. Like the floppy tongue's pink. And what colour is it? The floppy tongue. Like the floppy tongue's pink.
Yeah, and the dog is black and shaggy. Black and shaggy. And shaggy. And I don't like dogs. Dog is bounding. Dog is bounding. 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 It's twice the size of you.
Yes.
Its mouth would be probably twice the size of your head. This is a huge dog.
The future is ceasing to exist.
He and his late wife used to go on holiday. On closer inspection of the tiny figure in the jigsaw piece in his hand, he realized to his astonishment
Impulse. Things have got to happen. They may not seem like anything to you, but that's what coincidence is. It's a complete, apparently random event, which is usually to your,
experiment in cosmic synchronization. I've got my Dark Side of the Moon album by the Pink Floyd. I've also got my Wizard of Oz original movie tape. And all I have to do is press...
We now have to turn on the drain, turn on the drain, turn on the drain, turn on the drain. What reality actually is, shift in your mind, seems to be becoming more and more confusing.
Feel and see the passage of light.
We're approaching the protostar, sir.
Propulsion's online, plasma flow stable.
Relax, look at the stars, you need to learn how to slow down.
Stupid gravity.
And the old man said, no, you see, my little boy, he wasn't born like ordinary boys. And Jesus said, that's how it was with me. And the old man said, look, I'd know my little boy anywhere. You see, he has these little holes in his hands and his feet. And Jesus says, you mean like this? And the old man says, I can't believe it. And Jesus says, you must believe it. So many coincidences. You must be my earthly father, Joseph. And the old man says, so you must be my little boy, Pinocchio.
What are the odds against that?
An article about incontinence in the British Journal of Urology by J.W. Splatt and D. Weedon. 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 Or the true story of the woman sunbather who was washed out at sea at Poole Dorset on an inflatable lobster and was saved by a man on a pair of inflatable false teeth.
Mine, yes.
Immediately.
And it's gone.
Gone.
Yeah. And it's not fair.
I can hear a bird.
The bird, right?
Yes,
it's a pigeon.
The pigeon.
Flies down to you. Yeah? Oh, God, I'm turning into Franz Kafka only without the laughs. A relief from chaos. Pattern resolved. Ends tidied away. Is this what motivates us? Neatness?
Red and yellow and pink and green. About a quarter of a million problem drug addicts.
We will read scripture whilst I slowly erode your personality. Yeah, I was terrified because I realised I had possibly wrestled with the curse.
There was a curse.
My spine turns to custard. I get goose pimply all over.
My spine turns to custard. Feed fine, chilled fine. Damage is done to the world when heaven and earth don't combine.
The bizarre and wonderful world of dreams. 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 The bizarre and wonderful world of dreams.
No! No! No!
Terrifying in this
universe.
Squeeze the juice, Miss Arbid, and stick it up your nose. You'll get a jolt of air.
actually, I don't really care. I'm addicted, and I have to get my fix.
Pretend your hands are spies.
Run, 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 a man. Quicker than a rocket. Into deep space. Spinning like a comet.
Run, 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 a man, lighting the heavens of the night. Run, 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 a man, out of sight.
I've a deep-rooted suspicion of people who claim to receive direct messages from God. If somebody is confused, if somebody is a period of days, then you'd be hoping somebody is confused, would be recovering within a period of weeks or months. Confused.
The vertex waves indicator.
Ebb and flood of the tide. It just comes in, goes out.
Balance is broken.
Acid trip, expanded consciousness, acid trip, psychedelic vibrant worlds of high octane sound, acid trip, expanded consciousness, acid trip, shimmering shapes and gleaming colors.
LSD.
Change the energy of light, photons, into nervous energy, which is electrical energy. What a fascinating thing when reality seems to have these holes in it.
Do we like you like
we like
let me see, Colour, what is it that's going on within our eyes?
Well, colour is relative, and when we see a certain colour, it means that a certain class of cones in our eyes is responding more than another certain class.
Which of you gave back in flame? Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet.
I was sort of nearly barking at that point because there is a difference between what you're experiencing and what you're being told from the outside. They're two very, very different worlds, and you do start really questioning yourself and questioning your own place in the world, your experience of the world, your understanding of the world, and when you start doing that, you question everything.
Contemplate not just the real world of things, but the abstract domain, ideas, calculations, ambitions, emotions.
You have a very heavy head, a poor rest head. Loose. Now, repeat after me. If we compete, we are not complete. If we compete, we are not complete.
You want to start with something like this? You are the most beautiful woman in the galaxy. But that might not work.
Yes! Yes, it would.
Is to recognize the possibility. I had only dreams.
Dreams can be dangerous.
Not these dreams.
I think it's the result of a very, very complex brain that sometimes can run amok. You know, that can do something wrong. Why should I? My God, you know, a brain has got 100 billion nerve cells in it. And trillions of connections.
With a brain that seems to be operating not just in the here and now, not just reacting rapidly to events in an eternal present like a mindless robot, but working with a degree of deliberation or present. We don't even have to understand that spell, but it certainly worked.
It certainly worked, and it makes sense because there was a spell cast over me.
Convulsions?
It's a lovely feeling.
What? Of course pain is in the mind. It's a lived experience. It's a perception. It's an emotion. It's all these things at once. And it's in the mind. All pain is in the mind, even if there's a great big lesion. Pain is in the mind. Pain is in the mind. Pain is in the mind. It's in the mind. Pain is in the mind. Pain is in the mind. Pain is in the mind. And it's in the mind. That's where I think the important activity is going on. In the brain. In the brain. In the brain. In the brain. Given birth to an ever more ambiguous world. Heisenbergian uncertainty, seriousness, nothingness.
The marriage of reason and nightmare.
Psychedelic drugs
help developing the human brain, and perhaps it was, but it has also helped in developing other brains.
Indeed, these crows would not be able to talk about them. Now,
you can't really say that. You don't know what a crow talks about to another crow.
Life is scary. But what's the alternative?
Right inside the mind, inside the mind, inside the mind, inside the mind, inside. Futurity. Something in the future is against something in the present.
Nuke taps. We enter the future backwards.
Worried you'll miss that constant threat of death hanging in the air?
Blind puppets of a capricious goddess of mirrors, weathercocks and barometers.
It is almost impossible through words to make an inner, private, hidden experience public, tangible, visible.
Across the communications landscape move the specters of sinister technologies and the dreams that money can buy. The subliminal, emotionally charged, instinctual, non-intellectual reveals a kind of logic of quizzing entity. Concepts of past, present, and future are being forced to revise themselves in an overlit realm ruled by advertising and pseudo-events. I can't look at it. All I do is I feel its presence, restricting me totally.
And invent memory.
In each of my hands, I hold a ball. With the balls,
I am required to draw a circle in the air. The air had begun to mellow.
Makes you feel you live in an interesting world. Oh, crumbs, that sort of thing can occur. How strange.
Help! I'm flying!
Look at the ugly woman! Woman on the bus!
One of the undead! Fully engaged in entirely fictitious scenarios, believe things that couldn't possibly be true. Believe things be true. Through life on charm, when a thought crept into his mind.
Oh dear.
Some of these very profound questions like, are we alone? How did life originate? What is life? You know, what's the future of life, including human beings?
Look, the point I'm trying to make here is to learn to be less of an individual, more of a faceless slug.
Brain that is the size of a walnut. A shelled walnut.
Why is an interesting question. It's one of the classics, yeah. Why?
Taking information and processing it and retaining it and combining it with not only the processing mechanism, but memory to generate novel utterances. The moral message is that if you continue to behave in a way that is displeasing to God, you have got to face the consequences. Absolutely. Moses, Elijah, Isaiah, Amos, heroic biblical figures who claim the right to declare the word of God.
Lanier is perhaps the most important of all the nursery bogeys who stole her 8 children. We find her in quite high literature in myth, where she's a beautiful African woman, one of Zeus's numerous sexual conquests, who had serial babies by him. But his jealous wife, Hera, killed every single one of the newborns in fits of jealousy. This tragic woman who had baby after baby and lost them all. And Lamia, quite understandably, responded by assuming a monstrous form and seizing and killing the children of other women. And she really is particularly repulsive. Her very name means the devourer. She's insatiably hungry. She has removable eyeballs, which she used to take out when she went to sleep. I could really see little ancient Greek children being totally freaked out by this eyeball thing. She was afflicted by very bad wind and emitted farts of legendary volume, especially when people made attempts to catch and arrest her. It was one of her ways of warding off arrest, was to sort of fart in your face. In fact, most of these creatures, like all malevolent dialects in the ancient world, are associated with really rotten smells. And she often appears as a hermaphrodite, actually. She's one of the few that has very strong masculine qualities as well. She seems to have got disgusting, unwashed, filthy testicles, as well as female sexual apparatus.
Our sighs are exhalations of the earth. We made the universe to be our home. Our nostrils took the winds to be our breath. Our hearts are massive towers of delight. We stride across the seven seas of death. Shift from a given truth to a chosen truth. From external reality to a reality that's internal, and from the transcendent and the lasting to the here and now. We humans, we shape our behavior, we read other people's minds by imputing to them the same motives and desires and ambitions as we have.
The voyage of discovery into oneself and the explorations of the mysteries of life. Transformation of the individual. One brain dead in the middle of the night, two dead men got up to fight. Back to back they faced each other and drew their swords and shot to one another. The dreamy butterflies, with dazzling colors powdered and soft blooms, white, black, and crimson stripes, and peacock eyes. The sun, his golden gleams on gaudy flowers shine, till thousand stars leap with their visiting.
Simply and mindlessly rational, reflective, aware and sensitive.
What goes on in my head at night?
Gerald winding down our activity and brain cells. Instinct, machine. David Beckham has said that because he's a spiritual person, he wants Brooklyn to be christened. He's just not sure which particular religion he wants them to be christened into.
Your poets have frequently commented on this. You're probably familiar with the one who said, "O woman, in our hours of ease, tumpty-tumpty-tiddly, something please. When something brow, something thou."
Oh yeah, right on, dude.
Consciousness raising and the idea of altered states of mind.
Something's gonna happen to us. Out of the blue, it's gonna act as a turning.
We look in the mirror and see myself as five, that's when everything shut down.
We lump things together in our eyes.
We can travel right inside his head and hear the thoughts zooming around his mind. Listen to his thoughts and see if you can tell how he is feeling and why.
Some internal representation of the future. Some internal representation of the future. Some internal representation of the future.
You might be able to hear me. Like a magical voice inside your head, just like magical voice speaking in his mind.
Through the barriers of
words to describe how you felt as you made it.
Which was the face you enjoyed making the most? And why? Tied themselves in ugly knots inside.
In this world that we think we know so well, and in our life that we're always talking about, there's a great mystery and powerful music playing that we don't hear, and stories full of magic, so many stories that life isn't long enough to tell them all. Anything could happen. Angels could descend, saying, and scaring the wits out of us. Anything could happen now.
I see the beginnings of a lovely metamorphosis. You see power and mysteries lie. We don't all perceive the same world in the same color scheme.
I hope that our whole concept of identity is under great strain, because we have a different sort of set of memories of the past through all the technologies we've invented. This mixture of magic and possibility within the idea of metamorphosis. All these multiple gods, all these protein shape-shifting people. 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 Gods, all these protein gods, protein gods, protein gods, protein gods, protein gods, all these protein gods, all these protein.
The notion of metamorphosis was simply banished to rather dark fringes of the province of witches and devils and that kind of thing. But it continued in effect.
This is The Brain Song with DJ Frogs, the world's most unlikely DJ with the world's worst microphone, on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplants.org, port 9000. Turn on TuneIn and visit us on the web at radio.spiritplants.org for schedules, playlists, archives and more. Well, after all that, let's have the Anarchy Steering Committee and I think my Teletubby is gay.
While I'm at work. I think he likes to wear women's clothes. I think he wanders the streets at night, hanging out in bathhouses and wine bars and bistros. I think he volunteers at a glory hole for the homeless several nights a week. I think he hates sports, cursing, and pork cracklings. I think he stares at me in the shower. I think he's a vegetarian and not for health reasons. I think he urinates sitting down. I think he listens to classical music and operas of his own volition. I think he likes votive candles. I think he collects Limoges. I think he's still mourning Princess Diana. Probably thinks the Backstreet Boys are dreamy, and Matt Damon is creamy. I think he dances like the wind. I think he sings like an angel. I think he dreams of San Francisco. I think he's a Democrat. I think he listens to the Belly Puddle. I think my Teletubby is gay.
Uh-oh, indeed. If you think you can handle any more, I'll see you next week.
When I interviewed Stephen Hawking, he said this. He said something went wrong with the nothing. That's what they're doing. There's this enormous experiment going on at a place, they call it CERN. This enormous experiment that takes place on the border of Switzerland and France. And it's a 27-kilometer tube of nothing. There's more nothing at CERN than anywhere else in the known universe. And then they whiz subatomic particles in opposite directions around this tube. I mean, subatomic particles are very small gentlemen indeed, right? They zang round at speed approaching that of light. When it comes to time, they go and they clang into each other. New matter is formed there in the nothing.